Track 4. When Paddy Seligman retired to Norfolk, it was the start of 3 decades of volunteering, embracing a £1 million appeal, criminals and royalty.
Paddy Seligman. Paddy Seligman led We Care, the extraordinary official appeal to mark the millennium in Norfolk and help the county's carers forever. She almost did not take it on. When she and her husband Anthony retired to Norfolk, she was eager to continue helping others and was soon a magistrate on the board of visitors for both Wayland and Norwich prisons, involved in victim support, voluntary Norfolk, and church and mental health committees. Then she was asked to help a new appeal. They were looking for something to mark the millennium, and they didn't want a statue or a monument or whatever. They was thinking of setting up this charitable trust, said Paddy. It was to be for unpaid carers in Norfolk, and they said, would I take it on? And I said, well, no, because I don't know anything about carers. I know about drug addicts and criminals, but I've no idea what it means to be an unpaid carer. Not only did I know nothing about carers, but I had no background in fundraising. Then I discovered that carers were a group of people for whom very little was done. People didn't know about unpaid carers, and they had no support, and I thought, goodness me, this is ridiculous. Of course I'd better take it on. And so the Eastern Daily Press launched the We Care appeal, and Paddy took it to its £1 million target and way beyond. People completed sponsored challenges, ran bake sales, rattled collecting tins. Police officers gave their final hour of pay in 1999. Even prisoners volunteered to help. They thought they'd like to run in the London Marathon. The governor didn't think that was such a good idea, so instead they did the printing for us, said Paddy. When the Prince of Wales wondered whether he could help, he found himself raising £56,000 in a single Sandringham evening, thanks to Paddy's astonishing powers of persuasion and organisation. The Norfolk Millennium Trust for Carers has now awarded more than £1 million in grants. Most are small, but all make a huge difference to carers' lives. It has brought washing machines, laptops and bicycles. It has helped carers take a break or take up hobbies. It is endowed to last forever, and I'm afraid there will always be a need, said Paddy, who is now 80, but still has the energy of someone half her age. Widowed in December 2020, she's retiring a second time and moving to Winchester to be closer to her family. She has already contacted the prison to ask about volunteering opportunities. I need to feel useful. I need to be occupied. I love to be busy and like to be challenged, and I'm prepared to put my head above the parapet, said Paddy. She married her first husband at 19. Later, she met Anthony, a stockbroker. They fell in love with Norfolk on holiday and retired to live first at Gunthorpe near Holt and then to Waterton near Aylsham. I had heard that Norfolk people weren't very friendly, that it took a long time to be accepted, but we never found that. Quite the opposite, said Paddy. As well as serving as a magistrate for 35 years, she helped oversee 3 prisons, including foiling an escape plot, and was appointed an OBE for her prison work and represented the Queen as a Deputy Lord Lieutenant for Norfolk. Because I didn't have a job, I had the time to do all these things. She will return to Norfolk for holidays and said, I'm so glad I didn't turn We Care down. I'm enormously proud of it. I was honoured and privileged to be a part of it.